And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mesa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a great guest for you today, Ryan Griffin from California Flyer. You want to talk some bluefin? And a whole bunch more. We're going to be doing that and lots of good fishing talk on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all of the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's going to be a great day. You want to talk about a lot of local good dope fishing right now?
Yeah.
This is going to be a great show for it.
Well, I first met Ryan. Ryan. Good morning, Ryan McGriffin.
Hey, thanks.
Great to have you.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Over at the Dana Landing event in, what was that, May?
Yeah,
May.
Yeah.
And then Rick goes, oh, man, Ryan's like done it all, man. We gotta get him in on the show. So not just talking about California Flyer, but just fishing in general, right?
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Yeah, definitely got plenty to talk about.
Yeah, you live it. This is a life that you live for sure.
And you literally just stepped off the boat yesterday, running a boat for a customer, right?
Yeah, we just got in last night from a 2-day trip, so this worked out good because I only had to walk 300 feet to get up here. So. It beat driving down here from Orange County this morning.
Yeah.
We just got in and just had a fun couple of days on the water. Of course, the weather wasn't that great for us, but yeah, it was, you know, we got what we needed.
Yeah.
Out of the fishing.
Caught some bluefin, found some that wanted to cooperate.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, we never found that bigger grade of fish, but we had plenty of that 40 to 60 pound fish that, you know, we could put in the bags. And personally, I think that stuff's fantastic. For these, not so professional anglers that you get, to deal with once in a while.
I like to pull on, I'll tell you what.
Hey, man, they're easy to get cold. They're easy to move around. The meat's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'll take those size fish all day.
Heck, yeah. And you said the volume of fish out there is unbelievable, huh?
Yeah, I'd say like 30 miles of fish right now.
30 miles of fish.
So from the 9-mile bank, I would say we saw fish starting at the 9-mile bank all the way to the corner, to the weather buoy, to the east butterfly.
Wow.
And never big periods without seeing it.
Not really.
Crazy.
You know, there were some zones that were concentrated.
Sure.
And there was definitely, some great opportunities for some foamer fishing, some classic long rod fishing. And, I think there was a lot of ways you could have tried to target what we saw out there, but it was moving fast. It was up and down. It didn't really like the boat. So it was one of those things where you just kind of had to be adaptive throughout the day.
Sure.
And it changed a little bit throughout the day. It was either moving really, really fast, or it was up, kind of staying up, or it was, it was hard to locate. But we saw fish everywhere. The volume is incredible.
Yeah, and at some point, the stuff's going to put the guard down, and they're going to bite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think?
Well, yeah, I think we're on kind of a, I don't know that we're on the best side of the moon phase, in my opinion, personally. Yeah. I think that has, some extent of the problem there. But, yeah, you know how it is. Should have been here yesterday.
Yeah, sure.
And, fishing's really good on Instagram and Facebook now. I mean, got it.
And the grade is so nice that it's easy. It's sure easy to make it feel that way, too. You get one beautiful 60-pounder and take a picture of a foamer that's the size of a football field in the background. It's easy to scroll through your phone at night and see two or three of those and think, oh, that's it. It's fully wide open everywhere. But, like you say, the opportunity is still fantastic.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It can be humbling. You just got to take it into consideration that if you're going to go out there on your own boat or something, you're going to put in a full hard day of work probably to get yourself a handful of fish or a fish.
Yeah.
Maybe none.
But if you catch a 150-pounder or 100-pounder, you only need one or two of those, right?
50-pounder.
Yeah, 50-pounder.
We get so jaded that we've had such rad opportunity and access to such big fish these last couple of years that, you find yourself talking that way, like, oh, we didn't have any big ones. We only had 250s, Think about what a big deal a 50-pound local tuna was 5 years ago. Unheard of. Yeah. Totally.
Unheard of. And to be honest, like you said, a 50-pound tuna, I fed 7 guys until they couldn't eat another bite last night with, a few pieces out of many from a 50-pound tuna.
Sure.
So, what are you going to do with all the meat? It's like you don't need that much fish.
No,
you
don't.
A handful of 50-pound fish is great. Send the guys home.
Totally.
Yeah.
So you mentioned on the side of the moon. What's your favorite side of the moon?
I like leading up to a full, personally. Not on the full and not really behind the full, but, I would say the week and a half prior to full leading into it. And I feel like that seems to be pretty good for a lot of things. But, there's a lot of ways you could look at that, I suppose. I just think that a building moon, is kind of what I would really be focusing on if I had my opportunity to go fishing, but I've had it really good on the backside of the moon. It seems like right on the full usually isn't that great, but I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. Wow. I would say, like the week before the full always seems to be a good spot.
See, I like hearing that because if you were forced to put your cards down on that, I'm almost the exact opposite. I like exactly the same scenario leading up to a new moon. A year away, if somebody was from Arizona and said, I got 3 days to book a trip, I would always say that. Pick a late summer to fall month and give me 3 days before the new moon.
Yeah, so I agree with that, too.
Yeah.
So I would say either leading to a full moon or a new moon. There's usually somewhere in there, there's a 3 or 4 day window where it really seems to, rev off biting, right? And so...
But it's never a guarantee.
No, they could bite
on the backside, the front side, the inside, the outside. It just
and they're biting right now, and it's a we're on a dark moon.
Yeah.
Just coming into a new moon now. So
It's always I always say the same thing about the moon. Like if you go out and you catch, it's because you were smart enough to make the right call, and if you miss, it's just a perfect excuse. Of course I didn't catch him that day. It was the moon.
The moon's
screwed us,
on the moon.
I wouldn't put too much emphasis on
totally.
It.
Yeah.
If you can go fishing, go fishing. fishing.
That's the bottom line.
Totally.
Just go fishing.
Yeah.
So California Fire, how did you get involved with California Fire?
Mostly just because I'm friends with Jazz Moorhead, you know. I mean, we started fishing.
Jazz created it?
Yeah, Jazz. Yeah, like, so Jazz was, you know, involved with soft baits from kind of a young age. He had a career with Pelagic for a while when they were, you know, kind of gaining traction. And then at the time, he was making swim baits, Rogue Lures. And so if I might be mistaken, I'm pretty sure it was Rogue Lures. Regardless, you know, he had this background with swim baits, right? And he was into calico fishing and making jointed swim baits for, you know, striped bass guys and that sort of thing. So he had kind of some background knowledge on, you know, how to do that. And then the Bluefin showed up. And at that time, he was doing trips with Evan Salve on the Stella June and the owner of that boat. And they basically fished a whole season and really put in a lot of time for the Bluefin. And, you know, throughout that season, he kept brainstorming this idea. And he kept, you know, trial and error making molds of real flyers that, you know, we were catching for bait and so forth and so on. He ended up with a prototype. So he started giving the prototype out to guys like me and some other friends, and we were going out and trying them. And there was a lot of trial and error in that because of different materials holding up better than others, you know, different coating systems that would, you know, handle a bait that was being flown through the, you know, ocean and rough water. A lot of those coatings don't want to stick to different materials. So a lot went into the recipe, right, to make something that's durable enough to withstand, you know, okay, I can sell this to somebody and they can go out and fly it under a kite and, you know, have several big tunas eat it before you're even going to really see any damage to this bait, something that can get beat up, right? And so once he figured that out, kind of off to the races. But, you know, it's adapted over the course of time a lot because of the way, you know, originally the wings were being, you know, hand cut, hand stamped. And now that process has been streamlined to be a much better method of production. And, you know, the problem is they're very labor intensive to build. So the price is a reflection of that.
Expensive.
Yeah, they're expensive because of how much they are.
Because it's a handmade piece.
Yeah, it takes, you know, there's four guys in the shop. There's a ton of hours into each one of them. Yeah.
I love that it started with a flying fish that was pulled out of the water at the island. You know what I mean? Like, it started its life as a mold from an actual flying fish.
Yeah.
It's perfect. I mean,
yeah.
Like, you look at that thing and, like, that's it. That's what it looks like.
Oh, it is.
Like.
Yeah, hold it up to a real flyer. Yeah. I mean, it is a taxidermied mold, yeah, theoretically, you know, of an actual flying fish. And that was a hard thing to get, you
I'll
know?
Bet.
Yeah, because the tail, you know, the tails are just paper thin on a real flyer.
Sure.
So to get a mold with that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of carving and hand tooling, you know,
yeah,
to get it right. But he came out with a really nice mold, and it's a beautiful bait when they're obviously presented.
And
it's amazing.
Do they
looking.
Work?
Oh, I think, I mean, I go out without flyers to give you that.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't even bother taking real
frozen
flyers. Like, if I'm going to go on my skiff or just with some buddies or something, I don't bother with taking real flyers. If I don't have them, I don't have them. You know, it's not that big of a deal. I'm not going to go out of my way. I'm not saying that you shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, keep in mind, you know, everyone's got their opinions about trolling and this and that. And, you know, I think you should have it all.
Yeah.
Why would you limit yourself?
Right.
You know, it's part of an arsenal.
But the nice thing about the California Flyer is it's very versatile. You can troll it without it getting all destroyed, right, at a slow speed. You can.
That's just it, yeah.
You can get it out quickly. Mm-hmm. You can kind of hang it waiting for the right time to drop it and stuff like that. A lot of different things you can do with it.
Yeah, I mean, the idea basically stems from, well, okay, who wants to, you know, spend this amount of money on baits that you might end up just, you might not even catch a tuna
totally.
With your, you know, $200 or $300 worth of bait that you're going to take out. Okay, so that's problem number one. Problem number two is, you know, with a dead bait, dead flyer that's rigged with the wings open and stuff, very delicate.
Very delicate.
You know, fish doesn't have to do much to that. You know, just a small roll and a missed bite, and all of a sudden, well, you got to bring the kite in, got to bring that all back in. The bait's folded in half, looks like a taco. We're not going to get a bite. We got to, you know, reset. California Flyer can handle some of that, you know.
And maybe that spot was your only opportunity that day.
That's it. So, you know, like any fishing, you know, you're only fishing when you're actually fishing, right? There's a lot of people that are rigging and driving and not fishing, right? So more time with a bait in the water, actually, you know, presenting something that's going to give you an opportunity to hook into a fish, right, that is intact and has a perfect profile. So, you know, there's days where the fish are biting, but they're missing the baits, and guys are going through a dozen dead flyers to get that bite.
Yeah.
Where that California flyer can just sit out there and take all that silly abuse, and then finally the one that commits, there we go, we're on.
And know? Like anything else, you get a bite, you get a scenario where two or three fish blow up on it, a frozen flyer's wasted at that point, but then a California flyer, if you had two or three misses, sometimes the bite then when one does get it is so explosive. It's just like catching a calico bass.
They almost competition get, thing. They almost get mad about
no
it.
No doubt.
Yeah, they get so reactive towards it. I feel like, yeah, a few fish will miss it. And that's the other thing. So, you know, those are the first issues I think Jazz really wanted to cross off, was being able to have something that was able to just stay in the water and presenting a solid presentation in lieu of those types of bites. But also be able to skip it along at 6 to 8 knots.
6 to 8 knots?
Yeah.
Wow.
Weather permitting.
Weather permitting.
You know, sea conditions are totally reflective on how you can fish that bait. But if you say, let's, 5 to 8 knots of wind, relatively small sea without too much fetch on it, 6 to 8 knots, you can skip that thing beautifully. I mean, it just tracks along. You can get it to hit the water and shimmy along. Catch some air and splash and shimmy along, and that's how we've gotten our best bites.
No kidding. Cool. Wow. So
you can never do that with a dead flyer.
No. But the windier it is, the slower you want to go? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically. So if you've got white caps and kind of rough surface chop, you know, you're going to end up having a moment where you're going to dig that lure and you might tweak a wing or something like that, you know, but you'll know right away if you're going too fast with the California flyer.
Yeah.
It's either shimmying along and flying and skipping and landing perfectly, or it's hitting and it'll start to dig, and you'll see it kind of dig and bury, and it'll furl and then turn over and get back upright again. And if that's happening, then just slow down, you know. Fish it at whatever speed you can fish it at. But
that make a good presentation.
Rather than just dead drifting, you know, or, you know, slow walking it, I would prefer to see it going along at least 4 to 6 knots.
Moving it.
You bet. I feel like we get way more bites. You're covering way more ground. Now, there's a lot of scenarios where all of a sudden you're trying to present a bait to a breezing school or a foaming school or you know, a flat spot where you're going to get upwind of it and try and send a bait down into it. Well, just fly your bait and skip it right through it.
Drive it into it.
Yeah, drive it into it and cover the whole ground, and then spin a 180 and skip it right back through again if you don't get the bite, you know. Or just a lot of times I will hold the flyer in my hand on the cockpit of the boat while we're pulling up to a breezer, while my kite's going out full speed, and I'm just free spooling the rod in my left hand with the bait on my right. And I just keep the kite going out pretty fast. And as soon as we get in line with the breezer, I put my thumb on my spool, I load up all the pressure with the flyer in my hand, and I slingshot it, and I just water ski it right into the breezer or the flat spot, and it gets incredible bites.
That sounds really cool.
So much good tips here. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Ryan's done a lot of stuff, and we're going to hear about it here on Let's Talk Hookup today, right, Rick?
Yeah, going to be a great time, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or, as we always say, that super popular text the show option. If you've got a question you'd like to text in, you can do it only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. We always say, too, to make sure that you include your contact info when you send that text, because if you're the lucky winner of the big prize at the end of the show today, which you very much are going to want to win, it's not like a normal text. You need to make sure to include your contact info, because one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to win a brand new pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. And this is a really cool prize. You don't just get a pair of Costas. You're going to get a gift certificate good for any pair of Costa Del Mars. You're basically going to get a $300 gift card to Costa. So if you want to buy a $200 pair of shades and spend an extra $100 on some cool Costa swag, dry bags, backpacks, t-shirts, gaiters, like all the great stuff that Costa has, whatever you want, you got $300 in Costa Del Mar coming your way. And again, we determine that winner by a flip of the coin at the end of the show. We're going to draw one potential winner from all of our callers, one potential winner from all of our texters. Ryan's going to flip a coin. We're going to find out who the big winner is, and away we go. So, again, a great opportunity. If you want to get through, again, give us a call at 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, phones are absolutely packing up. If you want to get through one spot left, if you had a question for Ryan, you want to talk some fishing with us, 213-432-1090. Also, some really good text piling through on that Let's Talk Hookup app. Why don't we start it off? Cool. We'll start it off with our text message. This was a, good morning, guys. Got a question for Ryan. What setup in terms of rods and reels do you like fishing the flyer from? I just got a larger boat that's going to allow me to pay offshore a lot more comfortably. I have to get a setup to fly my kite from, and then also to fish my California flyer from. What do you like for that kind of gear? That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Oh, okay. Hey, Rory. Kite, pretty simple. Tanacom reel. I personally use the Tanacom 750. The 1000's fine as well. And, a lot of guys like that 1000 with a little more line capacity on it. Pair that up with any kite rod or even put it on a... You can get a custom rod built. There's obviously plenty of different kite rods available. Nothing too special there. Tanacom 750 or 1000 with a small kite reel. Daiwa makes some great electric reels as well with a little more speed, a little more money to them. But yeah, you could do that too. So.
And the kite rod, pretty much nothing more than just an apparatus to help hold line off. Whether it's a custom, like you say, a little 3-foot kite rod or a rock cod rod that you have hanging around in the garage.
That's it.
It doesn't make a lot of difference.
Yeah, I fish mine on like a 6-foot rod that's like a 40-pound stick because I actually like a little bit of soft tip to the, there's some give to it. And mm-hmm. So, sometimes that kite's getting yanked around a little bit. And, rather than the real short, stubby kite rods, I have, a little bit longer rod for my kite just to soak up some of that energy that it, so it's not really jerking on my Spectra.
That's a good call. About the Spectra?
And that's another reason. So I run light Spectra. I run 65-pound Spectra.
That's light.
Yeah. And
On the kite.
Yeah. I haven't broken it yet, but, I'm pretty,
flies better.
Pretty careful. Way less drag. Yeah. Way less windage, right?
Yeah.
So you can get your kite flying easier in lesser kite wind conditions.
You bet.
Where maybe somebody else is complaining there's not enough wind to get the kite up. that 65 gives you much less drag, way less belly going to the kite.
That's right. That's right.
And as a follow-up on that, another text from Baja Ben says that, explain the difference in the kites, which is a very good question, kind of on that same
That's a great
realm.
Question, yeah. I mean, there is subtle differences with kites. Obviously, there's kites that are rated for different wind speeds. So you've got, you know, your light wind, light condition kites, your medium condition kites, and then your heavy wind kites. There's pretty much never a time in California you're going to need a heavy wind kite for any reason.
You always using a balloon on the kite?
I am personally, yeah. You know, Boston kites are great. That's something you should have on your boat, you know, because there's going to be a day you're going to run out of balloons or helium. Something's going to happen. And if there's enough wind, those Boston kites are easy to fly. I'm not the biggest fan of them because I always have a hard time launching them onto my small boat, and they end up, you know, kind of being frustrating. And you're trying to get your buddy to understand how they work, and it's this big mess, you know. But once you get them up, they work good. So that's something.
But the other thing, too, is you don't have to put $60 or $70 worth of helium in the air either, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And so between, let's just say, SFE, Lewis, and California Flyer kites, the only differences are really the size of the kite and then whether or not they're rated for, you know, heavy wind or light wind. Pretty much a light wind kite's all you need in California. I mean, regardless of what brand kite it is, I mean, I use California Flyer kites, obviously. They're the best.
That's a light wind.
Yeah. they make both light wind and a multi wind.
Yeah. Lewis makes a great kite. SFE makes a great kite. They're both fine. Light wind and medium wind condition kites is all you're going to need in California with a Tanacom 750 or 1000 reel. 65 to 80 pound braid is perfect. 65 is a little bit light though. And I think, you know, unless you really are taking time for your terminal connections, you know, you're going to be putting some pressure on that. If you're out fishing in some wind, you got to definitely be mindful that it's 65 pound and, you know, understand that you can't go driving 18 knots into the wind with that. You need to kind of adapt a little bit, but the trade-off is that I can fly it in much lighter wind conditions much more effectively.
Yeah.
So I personally like that a lot. 80 pounds fine, but the difference between 65 and 80 is pretty noticeable.
Is it really?
Yeah. For sure. So,
well, what about using like Power Pro Max Quattro?
Max Quattro, yeah.
80 pound and 65, right?
Max Quattro is a great a great way to do that, for sure.
A little more expensive to put on the kite reel, but hey, you know, think about the money you're burning in fuel, right?
You bet.
It doesn't matter.
You make up for that in two balloons.
The trade-off, I mean, it's $35 a balloon, however you want to shake a stick at it. You know, Spectre is going to be more expensive than ever. I mean, it all is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and once you get Spectre on your kite reel, it's probably going to be there for a long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, make it right. Max Quattro, I would say, would be a really great recommendation. It's got a nice smooth texture. It's obviously very strong and definitely something that you can get that diameter but also the strength out of. So that's a good setup. The other question was what my go-to rod is.
Yeah.
I mean, I like a 60 to 100-pound stick with a Talica 50. You've got that nice, high, narrow spool, so you've got a lot of retrieve ratio, which is critical sometimes for kite bites and connecting. You know, you want to get tight. You want to get tight right away when you get that bite, and you want to be able to pick up whatever slack belly line is in the air or on the surface of the water and get a bend in the rod and get the hook set in the fish. So, you know, Tiagra 50 is a great reel. Obviously, it's just a little heavier, not as easy for everyone to deal with under their arm when they're winding and so forth and so on. The Talica 50 is my personal favorite for kite fishing here in Southern California.
Good call.
So perfect.
Yeah,
it is. It's made. It's like made for that.
And
they didn't really make it for that, but it is made for that.
And I use 100-pound hollow braid on my kite reels.
All right.
To a wind-on leader. Yeah.
Which again is a little skinnier than maybe the what the norm would be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Most people fish 130 or maybe even 200.
Most guys are coming into the tackle shop, buying their kite reel. They're putting, you know, 130, 150, 200, you know, and those work. They're great. But, you know, 200-pound up
just
in the air
doesn't fly
versus 100-pound. I mean, I am fishing and you're out there just trying to get your bait up and keep your kite in the air while I'm skipping my lure along in the water and probably getting bites. So,
are you seeing a big difference between 100 and 130?
You bet.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, guys, I've never seen 100-pound break unless there was a bad terminal connection.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to ask. You've been on the business end of a lot of big ones. How many times have you seen 100-pound fail because it was 100-pound?
No, never. Right. The only reason it's failed is from chafe or from a from somebody that put a bad terminal connection somewhere. Otherwise, I don't think that it's really possible to pull hard enough to actually physically snap 100-pound spectra on one of these tuna unless you were to just kind of like sunset your drag up to 50 pounds somehow on the rail. But 100, you know, if you can't really pull hard enough.
Yeah.
And so why, you know, that's the other thing. So 100-pound spectra on a 60 to 100-pound rod with a Talica 50 to a wind-on leader. Give yourself a solid wind-on leader, full length, out of the package, 25 feet or, you know, some of the AFCO leaders are like 12, but 12 to 30-foot wind-on leader I think is critical.
200-pound, 130, 150, what do you use?
You know, on the kite, you can kind of go wherever you want with that. I like 300.
Oh, wow.
I think 300's nice, you know. So
once, why not, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're not. It has nothing to do with the presentation of the bite or whatever, you know. And I think it flies just as good as 200 does, and it offers that much more chafe protection when you're up boat side with the fish, which is where fish get lost.
Right.
Yeah. You know, there's a few places fish get lost, and, you know, a lot of guys fish just straight spectra to a snap swivel, and then from their snap swivel, they might have a 4 to 6 foot leader down to their bait, their lure, whatever. The problem with that is that your leader's not even as long as some of these fish. You know, and all it takes is one of these fish to make a maneuver where their tail is now in contact with your braid. Braid is really, really strong as long as it doesn't come into contact with anything abrasive.
Yeah, no shock.
Yeah. You know, 200-pound braid will break easily on a sharp edge of a rub rail or something. You know, all it takes is some positive traction with something that's got some rigidity.
No abrasion resistance.
Like the tail of a fish. So, you know, I'm a big advocate for wind-on leaders based on the abrasion resistance. Even when you hook some of these fish in these breezer spots, that fish might eat and you might come tight and he might be dragging your stuff across other fish as he's leaving to take off, right? And then definitely boat side when it really counts, when your angler's tired, your crew's getting nervous, everyone's kind of got the gaffs ready, we're about to gaff a big fish, guys, get ready, you know, and that's when things go wrong. Fish dives under the boat, takes off, rubs your lower unit, gets under your running gear. You're not going to break the 300-pound wind on. It's probably going to soak up a lot of that energy and that chafe. So, you know, I've heard a lot of guys going, oh, man, we broke the spectra on a few fish today or whatever. And, you know, and I go, well, what's your setup look like? And most of those guys are fishing straight spectra to a snap swivel with a real short leader. And I go,
dude,
you're getting chafed off.
Yeah.
You're getting tail wraps and you're breaking spectra because spectra doesn't break like that. You know, if you have good connections and your drag set properly, I don't think you can ever break 100-pound.
And you said it best. Most of those, a lot of those problems happen either on the bite or when the fish is at the boat. The bluefins don't make nice, flat, easy circles like a yellowfin do. They come up and they spiral and they go back the other direction and they're big oval. And, you know, you rub the boat the wrong way and the fish comes around. And if you have a piece of 300-pound and it catches the side of the boat, you're probably going to survive that. You do the same thing on a piece of hot spectra, it's going to go away the second contact happens.
One more thing to add to that, you know, spectra doesn't stretch, no stretch, right? Monofilament stretches. You can take, you know, let's just say we took 30 feet of 300-pound monofilament and we tied a loop at each end. When we each pulled on it, we're going to get like right, 3 or 4 feet of stretch out of that if we really pulled on it. It's a big bungee cord.
So you prefer on the kite, mono versus fluorocarbon because of the stretch?
Yeah, I don't think fluorocarbon is necessary at all. I would way rather have mono. Obviously, the fluoro is a much more, you know, not nearly the stretch of monofilament. And so, yeah, I use like a Jinkai or a Momoi monofilament wind-on leader, you know, and just, no need for fluorocarbon up in the kite. It's in the air. You know, fluorocarbon's for presenting a stealthy bait, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're going to fly line a live bait or a live flyer or something like that where you're going to have all your stuff or you're going to do like a backpack rig, you know, a floated flying fish out, you know, then I might start thinking about some, you know, 130 to 200-pound fluoro where I'm, you know, I think maybe a fish might actually see my leader. But from a kite standpoint, fluoro is just extra money I don't think you need to spend.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you want monofilament, stretchy, nice bungee cord, and a lot of chafe resistance. You'll land more fish that way.
No kidding. All right.
How stoked are you to have that kind of info?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
great.
Unreal. Yeah, it's really good. I mean, stuff you don't think about, but it all makes sense, right?
Totally.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Hey, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Island, Ryan Spies. John?
What's up, John?
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick. Hello, Ryan.
Hey.
Well, somebody hit the switch this week. Somebody really hit the switch. Finally, the fishing turned on, and really in a big way. We've had real, real good fishing all week. We've had a couple different tournaments. We've had Team Wilson that runs the Baja 1000, and then we've had the Galley Group. They've been in, and this is their 23rd year annual tournament, and I'm telling you, they scored big. Big Dorado this week. Whopper Dorado. You know, we're sending out 10, 11 boats a day, and 5, 6, 7 big Dorado were coming in. I haven't seen any under 25 pounds. We had one that went to 57 pounds. Some really, really big bulls. They're picked up in the same areas as the striped marlin, which are, by the way, same as it has been even for your tournament, Pete. You know, many around, lots of striped marlin. Just literally, you know, at least a couple per boat release. And if the guys sit on them, they can really rack up 3 or 4 or 5 releases in a day. And they're mixed with the Dorado. The water is, it's interesting with the water. The water is about 79 inside. And then you go maybe 5, 6 miles off, and it bumps up to 80. 83, 84 degrees, a real, real difference in the water temp. For some reason, the cold water is just hugging inside. So as soon as you get in that warmer water, boy, it really, really picks up. Yellowfin, too. The yellowfin came in a big way this week. Pretty much every boat that targeted yellowfin limited. Not real big fish, you know, footballs to maybe 20, 25 pounds, but loads and loads of them. Taking the hoochies. Pods of porpoise are spread all over outside. Closest I heard was about 5 miles inside to 40 miles outside. But when they're running into the pods, you know, the spinners and the spotted porpoise, they're limiting on the elephant. You know, hoochies seem to be the best, the cedar plugs, but the hoochies just run in front of those schools. They're picking them up right and left. So literally limits on every boat that goes out and looks around for them. There's a lot of porpoise hold and a lot of yellowfin out there as well. Inside, the rooster fish are going off as well. Not much pressure at all on the guyos, but we're seeing a big rooster fish. I'd say that the 40-pounders are common, and they're going to about 60 pounds. And there's loads of them, and biting along most of the beaches. Lighthouse seems to be best for them. Rincon Bay is producing as well. But pretty much all the beaches, there's just loads and loads of guyos around. They just showed up in a big way. It's really been a big week, you guys. Inside, you know, on the bottom fishing, hardly anyone's doing it, but there's big amberjack, grouper, and pargo down there as well. So,
pretty awesome, literally. Man. Sounds like a great time to be at Rancho Leonero. The switch is turned on, so if somebody wants to get down there, how do we do it, John?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. And by the way, we're going to post all the pictures on Facebook. My daughter is in Europe this week, so they won't go up on the website. But everything will be on Facebook, all the photos and the fish report as well.
Great. All right, John. Well, great report, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will, gentlemen.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Well, why don't we fire back off into the phones? This time I'm trying to talk to Bob. He's calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. What's up, Bob? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
The Rock Cod Rick, Pete, Ryan, good morning.
Oh, that's Hoos.
Hey,
that's
Hoos.
I recognize that. We all recognize that voice.
You know that voice.
Oh, I'm just heading down to this BDO Yellowtail Shootout and was listening to the show and got a question for Ryan. That California Fire looks, you know, it's a beautiful bait. It might work as a deep drop bait for swords. Ryan, have you ever used it for a deep drop without the wings, maybe?
You know, I think if you had some kind of a keel weight in it that would keep it orientated, so it would actually stay upright while you were deep dropping it or say bump trolling it around deep dropping, yeah, you could probably do something like that. I think that, you know, I haven't really put much thought into that, Bob, but I guess it's a possibility.
You'd have to figure out a good way to sink that thing out without it wanting to twist up on you going down. But why not? It sure looks good.
We've got
plenty of fish on long range trips putting a big sinker on a flyer that hit the deck and rubber band a torpedo sinker on and drop the thing down a couple hundred feet and get a bite with it.
Yeah.
No reason.
No, you bet.
Everything likes eating those things, no doubt.
Yeah. I think it's possible. Anything's possible.
Yeah, why not?
Swordfish will eat anything, theoretically.
Yeah. So, Bob, you have a Costa booth at the BD Outdoors Yellowtail Shootout event today? I guess we lost.
Don't worry.
I can guarantee you that's why he's there.
10 to 3.
Ten to 3. All right. Well, we'll go. You can go. You're going to have a sample of Costas that people can check out and purchase right there? Well, I guess we got a bad connection. Anyway, Papoose.
And those guys always do a rad banquet, I'm sure,
Oh, it's going to be a big event. Portuguese Hall today. Didn't hear how the tournament... Of course, nobody knows how the tournament went.
Yeah, they don't.
Because they don't announce until today at the event at Portuguese Hall there. So.
That said, they did put a bunch of photos up on their social media last night, and there was some serious contenders. You know, that was a tough call, like, to decide what to do. There's been a school of really big yellow that has been in La Jolla for the last several weeks, but super difficult to count on. Yeah. It's not the type of thing where you're going to expect to get it, but, you know, over the last month, a 40-pounder was not uncommon, but to try and make your one day thinking that that fish is going to bite, it's the type of thing that you need to be on for, you know, a week at a time, and if the conditions come and that fish pops for one moment, maybe you get a shot. So do you put all your eggs in that basket, or do you go down to the islands, or do you go down the coast, or do you try and catch one offshore on a kelp? Like, there was a, you had to put some serious thought into figuring out where you were going to win that tournament from.
Well, of course, the guys from BD Outdoors will have it all up. Of course, I guarantee you Danny from Fish Dope will have the information, too. So that's going to be a good time. And, Bob, always a pleasure to hear from you there. Appreciate the call this morning for sure. Swordfish bait for the cow. There you go.
Hey, that's a new one for sure. Yeah. Back to the drawing board. Thanks for calling, Bob. Good to hear from you.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more text messages, and a whole lot more with Ryan. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN. Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy.
Hey, and time to talk about Shimano again. We just had some technical problems there, but the Talica 50, Ryan was talking about it. It's a high profile, perfect reel for fishing the kite and big bluefin.
Yeah, we were saying that, I mean, my personal favorite reason that I, you know, think it's one of the better reels is the weight. It's so light. It's easy. You can hold it in your arm and, you know, you can fish that in your hand all day pretty much, you know, and I've had a lot of days where I've sat with a, you know, Tiagra 50 in my hand and your shoulders a lot, your feel's a lot different after holding the Talica 50 all day. So the weight's a huge factor. And then the high spool gives you a huge retrieval ratio, which is, you know, I think unsurpassed in that size class reel. I don't think there's a reel that picks up line faster or easier. And, you know, most guys who you're going to put into a harness or give a big bluefin to, they're not the best at level winding. They're not going to guide their line back. Right. The Talica 50 is an easy reel to guide your line back on. It's
good
not
point.
That wide spool. It's not something that you got to sit there and constantly check, you know, your angler, you know, if you're on a charter or something like that. That's something you almost have to sit there and stand by some people because they just they're too preoccupied with figuring out how they're going to survive fighting this fish, let alone, you know, leveling out their line on the reel. So.
The right tool for the job, the Shimano Talica 50 at your local Shimano dealer.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing. Lots of fun going on this morning, and I promise it is time for the Catch Sport today. Our Catch Sport sponsored in part by Gamakatsu. Top anglers know that the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu, but did you know that Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case? It aids for tangle-free jig storage. Gamakatsu makes killer lead heads. They've got a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com at your local dealer. Let's head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning. What's up, guys? How are you this morning?
Doing great. Anxious to hear what's going on up at Dana Wharf.
Yeah, things are good. No 300-pound leader here, you know, just the 15- to 20-pound line for the bass. But, you know, some good opportunities this week for us along the coast. We had some really good conditions, and that's kind of played a big part in our success, as you'd imagine, you know, fishing the beach. We had some good 70-degree water for most of the week, you know, but, you know, we had that wind that kicked up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, kind of plummeted our water temps down to the low 60s. So it's got to bounce back a little bit. But it seemed that bass fishing kind of bit through it. A three-quarter day, we've been fishing down the coast, down there off North County, Camp Pendleton, both fishing over the open hard bottom and over some of that newer growing kelp. It's kicked out plenty of bass. 15 to 25-pound monofilament and an assortment of sliding sinkers and some number two hooks has been, you know, just classic three-quarter day tackle for us. Along with that bass fishing, though, we continue to see some good shots at this coastal sea bass. It's kind of a funny deal. You know, it's not a guaranteed thing, but it is a thing. There's definitely a legit shot at some of this fish on these three-quarter day trips. You know, earlier in the week, Tommy on the Dana Pride had three fish. He had a couple 30-pounders and one over 50 pounds. The Fury had one the other day. Some of our other boats have had some shots at this fish. You know, it's just been all about getting set up in the right zones with the right condition. You have a, you know, like a legitimate shot. I wouldn't call it like a bite by any means, but there's some of that nicer great fish that's definitely roaming around down in those zones. So it's been nice to see. We've also seen some yellowtail in that area as well, stuff up boiling around in the chum. It's kind of, it's like unsettled fish, you know, it's in there, it's in on the bait, but it's not in like bite mode yet. So it's good to see some of that. I'm sure, you know, the water temps kick back up and we get back into that bite mode. We'll see some of that stuff in the counts. The half day fishing closer to home up there off Salt Creek and up off Dana Point proper, just flying line live baits and artificial lures fish best. Super simple sliding egg sinker setups and guys fishing the dropper loops, catching some nice bass and some sheathead like that off the bottom. And then over at the island, you know, the Fury, he had some real good fishing this week. He had a two-day trip earlier in the week where he was able to fish, you know, later on that first day. And he had a real good shot at some yellowtail. He had 45 yellowtail and 30 sea bass. That sea bass was, you know, like 25 to like 35-pound fish. This classic schoolie fish over there. And then that yellowtail ranged in size from like 15 to 30 pounds. And along with that yellowtail over there, the bonito fishing has been fun. The calico bass fishing is starting to kick into gear. So just classic highland fishing there for him. So that's kind of it for us. Just good stuff. You guys want to hop on a boat, certainly recommend calling. You got to make reservations if you want to get out with us. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Or you can check us out to danawharf.com or link us there right through the Let's Talk Hookup page. And you can book online from there.
Woolley, as always, great report. Glad to hear some good fishing going on. We got some nice weather in front of us. I think it's going to be another good one at Dana.
Beautiful week.
Yeah.
Yeah, weather.
We're looking forward to it. And hey, why don't you guys sweeten up your Costa giveaway? Costa's always been good to us. Why don't you throw in a three-quarter day pass to whoever wins that deal, that coin flip? You know, set them up with the three-quarter day pass. Just shoot me an email, and we'll get them out there on the water with us.
Sounds great. Now you get a new pair of sunglasses and a three-quarter day trip out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Appreciate that.
Yeah,
Captain
we'll
Brian Woolley.
All right.
Thanks, Woolley.
All right. We'll talk to you next Sunday. All right. Let's.
All right, guys. Thanks. See ya.
Great. Phones are packed. Let's jump in.
Let's do that. Yeah, while we're waiting for our surf guru, we got Jim from National City on the line. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Another great show, guys. Hey, first, a couple of things. I wanted to comment on the Friends of Rollo event last night. Wow. Over the top, man. Of course, Jeff from Sushi Roll, what a great job he did with that bluefin pokey setup for us. And also, the restaurant there at Seaforth, the Red Sail, is that the name of that? Anyway, I'm talking about the restaurant right there at Seaforth Landing.
The Royal Rooster.
That fellow, Royal Rooster, I'm sorry. But he was putting out those yellowtail tacos, all you could eat, you know, and for $25, I mean, what a great event. Plus beer, wine, unbelievable, over the top, and, of course, all the great prizes. But Jeff, of course, that pokey man, unbelievable. But what I got a question about the California Flyer. Now, fishing, I fish, you know, the Liberty, the San Diego, the Mission Bell, those one-day boats. Can you troll that California Flyer without the kite? Can you troll that California Flyer that way, just behind the boat?
That's a great question. We get that question a lot, and no, the answer is no. The way the lure is designed now, it is completely reliant on being either under a balloon or a kite.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, a kite with a balloon would be the best. But yeah, just trolling it's not going to work. There's some prototypes here in the future
coming.
Yeah, there's going to be something out there that's going to wow you here shortly. And trolling is going to be something that is going to be possible.
Yeah.
You bet.
Sounds of that.
There's been a lot of fish caught on the control this year.
Yes.
A lot of big ones.
You bet.
Yeah.
There's so. a lot of methods coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah. A lot of new creative ideas.
Very. Yeah, very.
That's cool.
For sure.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, thanks. Nice to hear from you. Yeah, I was bummed I missed that event. I talked to Harold Davis this morning. Very successful. A lot of great money raised to take kids fishing at that Cap Morales Kids at Sea. I was out of town. Unfortunately, missed the event last night for the first time ever. And great group of people. I think the classic story is our co-host, Corey Sandin, being so generous.
So
and there was a standoff between John Christensen from Point Loma Seafoods and Steve and Ben Pinard from Dana, Steve's son, on his trip to go calico fishing with Corey. And so Corey generously threw in a second trip.
That's
and they
so
both
rad.
Got to buy that trip and raise a lot of money for,
that's cool.
For $2,100 a piece.
That's so rad.
Yeah, so Corey, hats off.
You're the man.
For sure.
That's rad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into them. This time we're going to talk to Clay. Clay's calling us from Hemet this morning. Hey, Clay, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Ricky, how you doing? Hey, met you the other day in the shop. Thanks for helping me with all the tackle and everything. It was, didn't work out too well for me. I should have had a little bit more Dramamine, I guess, because I was sick on a trip that we took on the New Loan. Six of us came down for the first time, and it was pretty good. It was pretty fun. Ryan, on your kite, how far down do you run your rigging?
So to be more specific, so are you talking about from the kite, where is my clip that the lure is going to fish from, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So I usually have two or even three spots where I can fish from depending on different conditions out in the ocean. So my first clip from the kite is usually right around 50 to 70 feet. Anywhere in there is good. My next spot would be 50 to 70 feet from that, and the next spot's 50 to 70 feet from that. So there's some days where I may want to use that third spot where my kite's about, you know, 150 feet away from that connection point where my bait's hanging from. And that may be because you've got a little bit more wind up higher in the sky than you do down near the water, and you're capitalizing on better lift from having your kite a little bit higher from where your actual bait is attached to that line. So I would say a good rule of thumb would be, you know, once your kite's tied on, every 50 feet for two or three spots would be a good starting point. 50 to 60 feet from the kite for the first one, you know, 100 to 120 for the second one, and so forth if you added a third spot there. But, you know, there's a lot of ways to set the kite up. But
do you like to run your kite clips through your kite line stopped by a swivel so that they stay on the line, or kind of the long range style of just tying a loop into the kite line and then hanging the kite clip via a snap swivel?
I personally just set up a new kite rig for myself for the summer. I just kind of tuned mine back up, and I did do the inline Lewis swivel kit. So I've got the two clips, a white and a black, that slide over the swivels and then they stop. I think that's great. Those are perfect. And one more thing I'll add to that, which I do, is I am a huge advocate for ceramic rings on your Spectra to your kite clip. So rather than just running the Spectra through whatever clip you have to release, I would prefer to see a ring go on the Spectra and then clip onto the kite. For one, that ring will break if something gets hung up. And if you get into a situation where, you know, your Spectra could tangle that clip, maybe. Probably not going to happen. But for one, there's no friction in the ring, so you're able to get your bait to slide through that ring much easier than the Spectra slides over the clip. It all works fine without the ring, obviously, but the ring just gives you that much less friction, and it just gives you that much more ability to adjust your lure or your dead flyer out underneath the kite. So that's just one thing I like to do personally. But the Lewis clips are great. Or the long range style.
AFCO or
yeah, AFCO clips are great.
Yeah.
You know, if you use the AFCO clips, sometimes you have to, you know, sort of adapt them a little bit to whatever the rig is. So, like on my kite setup, I have my two clips that come out, but then 50 feet from my two clips below them, I have another loop, just a loop that comes out, and I just take an AFCO clip and I can stick that on there. And there's a lot of days we fly two baits. We fly two California flyers side by side. So, don't be afraid to do that, you know? And so, my first one will go 50 feet from the kite, my second one will go, you know, 50 to 100 feet from that. You can fly two flyers side by side.
Wow. Sounds good.
I like.
Sounds really good. Well, let's find out what's biting in the surf. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Where else do you get information like that, Pete?
Dude, I mean, this is like having a guy like Ryan here is a wealth of knowledge. It's fantastic, right?
Well, I'll throw in my two cents, and that's for surfing. I'm telling you, we're moving into summer. The water's warming up. And some giant spot fin croakers this week. I'll work my way down to that. Hook, line, and sinker reported several white sea bass catches, and this is pretty much up and down the coast, in the harbors, a lot of juvenile fish around. They had a better fish was 35 inches taken off Goleta Beach on a swim bait. Let's see, 24 to 36 inch, lots of 24 to 36 inch sea bass, excuse me. Flash minnows working, swim baits also working. A group of local grommets or kids, as you call them, caught and released six thresher sharks off the Goleta Pier. They weren't big ones, you know, maybe up to 125 pounds. But these little guys had a method, dragging them down to the beach, taking pictures, and then sending them off. Lots of corbina off Lock and Cheetah and Santa Claus Lane there. Big halibut was 41 inches taken off Refugio on a flash minnow. So that's kind of the combination of catches going on right now. Wiley's reported several legal white sea bass taken along Malibu beaches. A 33-inch fish was taken at Paradise Cove. That was on a swim bait. The best perch bite has been off Ventura and Oxnard. A good grade of post-spawn barred perch also up there. Just Fishing reported lots of corbina in the bay there. I'm on a boat right now and things are shaky. A 6-pound striped bass was taken off Dockwaller there. Big Fish reported good croaker action in and around L.A. Harbor, Seal Beach Pier and Jetty, 72nd place. The spot fin bite kicking up to 5-pound spot fin reported, 4-pound yellowfin croaker in the mix. A 14-pound halibut was taken at the Bolsa Chica Inlet on a live smelt. Catch and Tackle reported corbina catches all along the peninsula. A 4-pound, 2-ounce fish was taken off 57th Street on a soft shell. Good numbers of barred perch mixed in. Pacific Coast reported a hot croaker bite off North County beaches. Pete, an 8-pound, 2-ounce fish, 7-pound, 8-ounce spot fin, a 7-pound, 5-ounce spot fin, and a whole slew of 5-pounders, all reported taken. Mussel, bloodworms, ghost shrimp, and they had two more big striped bass in and around the harbor there, a 17 and a 20-pound fish. So I don't know what we didn't mention there, from sharks to striped bass. You know, that's the kind of spring to summer transition we're in right now.
This is our first official summer report, and appropriate. Thanks, Gundy Gunderson. As always, a fantastic report. And are you catching?
Just spin the wheel and pick a species.
All right. Very good. Thanks Gundy.
Have a good one, gentlemen.
All right.
Good show.
Want to remind you, CCA California and Bill Varney have teamed up for this summer to bring you a series of killer on-the-beach surf fishing seminars. These summer clinics are going to be held at Bolsa Chica, Carpinteria, and in Morro Bay. Join and learn the right beaches and how to become a better surf angler. To sign up for get more information about the clinics, just go to fishthesurf.com. One more time, fishthesurf.com. Click on the seminars tab. Remember, these clinics definitely fill handle very fast. And I have to wish a very happy birthday to Dallas's grandma, Linda Shackleton, 79th birthday.
Wow, happy birthday, Linda.
Dal and Wyatt flew up to go visit the fam up there. And so very happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information, another full hour. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-AHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Asset, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com. We'll be right back.